Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Mentioned earlier in the week that Kurt Cobain's sweater sold for like $340,000. Well, Olivia Newton-John is selling the black skin-tight pants that she wore in Greece.
Ooh.
Curators, auctioneers, they say the pants are expected to sell for about $200,000.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah. Whoosh. Man. I mean, they wear these things like once or for a scene, and I'm sure she has a few pair, but yeah. Couple hundred thousand. You might want to shell out for those. Kevin Hart, he is not going to sue Jared Black. That's his friend who wrecked the car that he was driving that day and almost killed Kevin Hart in the process. But he says he and they're friends. They're very close friends. And so he's not going to sue him. Not going to do anything. And he's not going to hit his insurance company up either. So that is a good friend.
Yeah, I'm sure the insurance company's like,
phew. Yeah, I know. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, jeez.
Okay.
And, you know, I just have to mention it because usually fire and earthquakes and all that doesn't hit celebrities, but all sorts of celebrities being forced to flee from their homes in California due to the wildfires. They don't generally, you know, when I found that Oprah's house in Montecito was threatened.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't happen.
No.
But,
I don't know how it doesn't happen, but normally it doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. But this fire is very unforgiving, and it's really affecting a lot of people. And I have some friends who live up in Northern California, and they are out and out scared. I mean, it's really frightening.
I can imagine.
What's going on. Yeah. Kanye West, he believes his $68 million tax refund this year was a gift from God.
Oh.
He says it's due to him for becoming a born again Christian. Says God is using me to show off. Last year I made $115 million, still ended up $35 million in debt. This year I looked up, I just looked up, Mike, and I got $68 million returned to me on my tax returns. What am I doing wrong?
Well, I'm looking up now.
Yeah. Doesn't hurt.
You have to look up a lot more.
I know, I do. I have to, and I look up constantly. Constantly.
Well, that's because you're short.
Exactly.
I didn't want to mention that.
Maybe something might rain down on me. Sheesh. And by the way, he is selling, if you're interested, Jesus is King sweatshirts for $250, which is something I'm sure Jesus would have done. Yeah. $250. You know what? Go to the swap meet and have one made up. Okay.
They're probably already there selling for $15 or less.
Morty, these are from Kanye. So these are from Kanye. And
I'm going to make a shirt that says look up.
Yes, that's from.
That's what I'm going to do.
Hashtag
look up.
Look up.
Okay.
I'm doing that with hashtag Carla's boobs. I've sold one.
Oh, nice.
And a big happy birthday because it is a milestone. Grace Slick, baby.
How old?
80 years old. She turns 80 years old today. Grace Slick, who doesn't she have a daughter named God?
Daughter,
I think, named God.
Maybe it's her son.
Yeah.
Look that up.
Morty, look that up. I think so. She has China and a God, I believe.
Yeah.
So there you go. Any excuse to play this, though. This song. But yeah, 80 years old, boy, that'll put you things into perspective, won't they? Grace Slick, first of all, she's still alive. And she's 80 years old. Oh,
this was the creepiest song, spookiest song ever.
Was it really?
To me, it was.
Okay, it's a cool song.
Yeah.
But it sure was. It was out there. It definitely was.
It said that it was a joke.
What?
That she was going to name it God, but did she actually name it God?
No, I believe she actually did. I believe she actually did, and I have to look that up.
Wow.
Anyway, I know that one of our listeners knows for sure.
Okay. Well, dial it up, 702-739-9636. Don't forget, you can score your free Wham! Starting at 8 o'clock this morning, right through 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Cash in on that walking around money, $100, put in your pocket, treat yourself to a massage, movie, lunch, dinner, whatever the case may be. I love the one dad who won and said, I'm taking the kids for ice cream.
Yeah.
And then, of course, you qualify for the $5,000 grand prize, courtesy of Dollar Loan Center. Again, your first chance to win coming up 8 o'clock. All the details about Wham!
Yes.
On our website, 96.3kklz.com.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.